Simon came all the way from the Isle of Wight. Didn't forget that.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. This is it for the unconference session. First thing I'd like to do now is just open it up to the floor. Does anybody who wants to say anything about how they felt that they went, what they've learned today? If we do this again, could we do it any better? Particularly for people not coming on the train, if you want to say anything now, and then I'll say something about the train. So anybody want to say anything? The floor is yours.
What was the question?
So you actually had intention. What do you want it to be? Do you want to say anything about today, what you got out of it?
Great collection, good minds, good discussions.
I've been to quite a lot of unconferences, and I think this structure works really well, and I think the way you implemented it worked as well, and that you had some prep but not too much, and you were open to letting things kind of flow, which is really good, because it's always a bit of a risk, because you know, when you're organising an event, having a nice timed agenda gives you a feeling of security, and actually being brave enough to do an unconference format I think is really good. I enjoyed it immensely, and it was fantastic.
One thing I'd say is just to make it a little easier to access, to leave the tables and come back, because some of the pets, it felt a little rude to sort of scooch past a number of people, and to make it a bit easier to travel between the sessions, because it feels rude to start with, and getting used to that unconference format would be easier with more space.
Well, that's part of the limitations of the venue, you know, we got this place for free, so you can't complain about that. And I would like to say thank you to the staff. Right, okay. Well, the train leaves Sheffield Station at 18:36. Still not quite sure why we're doing it, but we're going on the train. Two things. Yeah, I knew there were two things, but I forgot the second one. The first thing is, when we're on the train, the theme of what we'd like to do is just to do 5-minute talks on what social media means to me. We'll see where it goes from there, I think. We're going to have a couple of MiFis so that you can get some connectivity. If you've got your own source of connectivity, please use it, because the MiFis, we've got two of them, and they only take 5 connections each.
What networks are they on?
3. Oh. And I've been on the train and I've tested the networks, and it's the one with the best connectivity on the line. There are 2 MiFis. The SSIDs, one's SN Train 1, one's SN Train 2, and the network key for both of the MiFis is Ghost Train. Which brings me back to why we're doing this in the first place. This all started because I'm really forcing you all to live my life, because my office is here in Sheffield, I live in Huddersfield. The direct line between those two places, which is about 20 miles as the crow flies, is a very meandering, winding train line which takes an hour and 25 minutes to do the journey and stops at all sorts of very interesting places that most of you would never have heard of, and certainly I hadn't before I first did that train journey. We also do it again in the summertime in the daylight, because it's beautiful, a really beautiful line, but in the dark it is just like being on a ghost train. You're on this horrible rattling train, it's pitch dark most of the time, and it stops in places that you've never heard of, and it's quite scary. So I just thought, well, what can we do? So I must admit, I actually avoid it as much as I can. You know, there are other ways of getting between the two places, and I do it, because I particularly enjoy it in the dark. But we're going to enjoy it this evening. It's going to be fun. It's part of a serious point of how we make trains more friendly as places to work and spend time on, and how being on trains is not dead time. I think it would be interesting. Please, we will have connectivity, so please tweet. We might be able to manage to do video streaming. I'm not sure if it will work, but we can have a go at it. Audio boom, all those sorts of things, and let's see how things go. So, we've got an hour, more or less, until we need to get on the train. I'm going to switch the live stream off and then warn you about what we're going to do with that hour. But if you haven't got a ticket, please remember you need to buy a ticket before you get on the train. I think it's £7.40, the return journey. What will happen is we have somebody stationed at the bar in Huddersfield prepared to order. I hope you have. And thank you for coming.